Testing. Boom, girl, y'all. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Bloomin' Girl Podcast. You're listening to the Bloomin' Girl Podcast. Alrighty, so thanks for joining us for another episode. If you listened to the first one, tell us how you felt about it. Feel free to DM us. I'm sure if you're listening, you at least follow us on one of our social media platforms, or if you stumbled across it, good for you. I'm out of breath.
I saw on Spotify that you can now submit feedback to podcasts in Spotify app, so you could also submit feedback through there or questions.
Oh, that's cool. Mm-hmm. That's in a new feature, I think. Mm-hmm. As you can tell from our brief intro, one key voice is missing, our queen.
Yeah, the head.
Our visionary.
Where is the shoulders, but yeah.
She's with us in spirit. She's not here. So we thought that we'd do her proud and record something. This is going to be a random episode of us asking each other questions.
Yeah, it's just a fun segment that Ariel thought of. And so, I mean, if it flops, it flops, and you never have to listen to anything like this again. But if it doesn't flop and you guys enjoy it, maybe we will do more fun, kind of random episodes like this in the future.
Alrighty, so we have some cards here. Fun fact about me is I love a good conversation. I love a good conversation, period, and I love a good conversation game, conversation cards. I love watching videos of people answering questions. So, first question is, are you going to do it? You can read it.
The first question is, how would you describe me to a stranger?
I definitely would say you are a wild card. You're unpredictable. What you see is just one layer of who you are. Context is, like, to most people, Gabs comes across as really quiet, shy.
I am quiet and shy.
Okay, bye. You come across as quiet, shy, which is not necessarily false, but I think part of how people perceive you is that they think you're, like, a recluse or you're antisocial, meaning that people, like, you... To some people, you may come across as like, oh, you hate people, you hate interacting, but, or maybe...
I don't know where you're going with this.
Sorry. Okay.
I think we should just cap it
there. No. How I would describe you is that you are a wild card. There's so many aspects to you, that are all beautiful. You're hilarious, actually. I think I would describe you as funny.
I'm not funny.
You are hilarious.
You're laughing at me.
No, you're actually hilarious. You definitely...
Okay, this question, your answer is taking too long.
Okay, fine. I'll say unpredictable, hilarious, caring, a good time. What does it say?
Oh, I thought it was one word. Anyways.
Okay, I'll say one word, unpredictable,
you
in a good way.
That you are a ray of sunshine.
Wow. Wait, just show me up.
What? No. That's my personal... That's who you are to me.
To me, you are great. You are my ray of sunshine, too. I was just saying, for the general public who doesn't know you, you're unpredictable.
Good. That was a good...
Do you agree with my response?
I don't know. That was a good answer. That took too long, though.
Okay,
you're going to do the next.
Would you rather meet your great-great-grandparents or your great-great-grandchildren? I'm going to answer and say my great-great-grandparents.
Me too.
Yeah, I feel like who cares about my great-grandchildren? You know, I don't really want to see what life will be like in the future. I'm more curious to know about my past.
That's true, yeah. Okay, next. If you knew you wouldn't get hurt, would you rather skydive or view sharks from an underwater cage?
That question makes no sense. View sharks. I'm in a cage?
Unclear.
The sharks would be.
I think we're both, like, you and the sharks would be together underwater in a cage. And the assumption is that you would not get hurt by the sharks.
So you're swimming with sharks.
Essentially.
I'm going to say skydive. Wait, actually, no. Because the feeling of your stomach dropping is not hurt. And I hate that feeling. Like, I know I'm not going to get hurt, as in I'm not going to die. But I don't like that sensation of falling.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
But being in a cage is kind of not appealing.
I can't swim.
So I can't swim. I guess happy birthday, Rita.
I guess the assumption also is that you are
wouldn't drown.
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't get hurt by drowning. So I'm going to swim with the sharks, I guess. Because I ain't.
I'm going to change the question and say I'm just going to peruse the ocean. Forget the sharks. Like, I'm looking for Dory. I'm looking for. See, what's that thing? Sea urchins. Dolphins.
So we're both going to be underwater, yeah.
Under the sea, Little Mermaid. Both players share something you're most grateful for in this current moment. I'm grateful for you.
Aww.
Okay, that's so disgusting, but I actually truly mean it. I'm grateful for you.
Same, bro.
Same. I'm grateful for God's intentional design, because for me, his intentionality is proved by the depth of relationship I have with my sisters, but for someone else,
right,
it could be proved by X thing.
Right. Okay. So you're grateful for God's intentionality. What am I grateful for in this moment? I'm grateful for God. I thank God for God.
Thank you, God.
I don't know how to describe it, but like today.
Thanks, God, with an S.
Thanks, God. But today, like, I was just reminded again of how good God is. I had certain expectations going into today, and I wasn't, like, anxious or worried. I just knew that I was going into a situation that I hadn't, or I thought I was going to be walking into a situation that I hadn't had prior experience with. Why I say I wasn't anxious or worried is because I spent intentional time praying about it in the morning, and I felt peace and release and whatever. And then it's funny because, I was rushing to get to work this morning, and I left something that I thought I was going to need to do what I thought I was going to do today. And I was driving, and gonna leave the city, and then I remembered that I left it at home, so I was like, oh my goodness, I'm gonna be even more late. And I come back home and I get it only for my colleague. Only for my colleague to have to postpone, so I didn't even end up having to do what I was preparing to do. And God knew all of that beforehand, and that's why I had so much peace. I don't know how to explain it, but
I think it goes back to God's intentionality.
I guess.
Or maybe not intentionality, just him being all-knowing, the sovereignty of God.
Yeah, and the exchange that you have with him, when you go to him, you're always going to have the assurance of peace.
Yeah,
the
release. When you enter into give him something.
Presence, mm-hmm. Yeah. You exchange your worry and your concern or whatever. And there's a guarantee that you'll always have peace.
I mean, that's the ideal. Some of us, we can go to God and refuse to see him as the source of our peace.
Well, yes.
And then we leave that space. But yeah, I get what you're saying.
But the way that he designed relationship and communion with him is that, this is what we were talking about in Bible study, actually, on Tuesday. I was not talking about this. I was listening to this.
prophetess, woman of God.
I was not talking in Bible study. I was listening. But the, it's from, what's the scripture? Cast your cares, I think that's in First Peter. But basically the idea is that, you're supposed to come before God with the concern, your worry or your care. And because you surrender and submit that to him, he, in return, grants you his peace. It's an exchange.
Mm.
So it's a spiritual exchange. You release your burden, and God, in return, pours out his peace and his joy upon you.
Love it. Inputs and outputs.
Hallelujah.
When he shared that, it reminded me of that one
or I think it was last week. Remember when I was feeling horrible? Like, I was so tired. Mm-hmm. I didn't feel well, and I was like, oh, I have to wake up to go to work. I go to work, and it's like, oh, I'm not supposed to work today.
Yep.
And I remember being annoyed in the moment, like, what the heck, God? Mm-hmm. Why did I have to wake up at 5 a.m.? But then I was like, change your perspective, dude. Yeah. Be grateful, because now you can go home and sleep.
Yep.
And it's just funny, because I never once was like, God, I don't want to go to work. Should I call in? Mm-hmm. I feel horrible. But that's how I felt. Mm-hmm. And then showing up to work, God was like, hey, bro, I see you. Yeah. I heard you. Don't worry. I got you. And honestly, that was just such a good, simple reminder that, you know, God sees you.
Hallelujah.
Next card.
So we're grateful for Jesus.
Shandell.
Period. Next card. What do you recommend I let go of, if anything?
I recommend you let go of your own timeline and just trying to do things in your own strength. Not that I think generally speaking, out of all of us, you're pretty good at, or to me, it comes across that you're really good at doing things, trusting God, not kind of doing it according to your timeline. But that was something that would be something I recommend. Or get actually another one, getting out of your own head.
I receive it. Hallelujah.
You don't have to answer for me. You don't have to recommend something for me.
Oh, okay, okay.
Unless you want to. I know you have lots of people.
We'll take this on one.
Yeah, exactly. What fashion trend you followed was very cool then, but now looks ridiculous?
I think we should both answer this one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm just going to think for a second.
Okay. So obviously, this is our own opinion, but the whole wearing a dress or a long, like, too long to be a shirt, too short to be a dress over another skirt.
Oh, yeah. Layers.
It just looked dumb, in my opinion. Just throw the first dress away and wear something that was longer, or...
Less is more.
Especially, you know, it was a big ache when the top item is, like, triangle at the top and then a rectangle at the bottom. Like, what's happening?
Shorter layer. Mm-hmm. On top, and then underneath a form-fitting,
mm-hmm. longer. And not just, like, loose, like, very loose.
Flowy, like, very large. Flowy, yeah. I can see it in my mind right now.
To me, that just looks ridiculous, and I'm not doing that to you.
And I think you'd also... I think you'd also say high-low. Oh, anything high-low dress or skirt.
I'm sorry to the woman that loves high-low, but for me... Just gives me the ache.
And to be honest, it looks good on some people, but...
It's just, I'm not that person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just, yeah.
So funny, because my grad dress was two of my grad dresses were high-low.
That's
Yeah, no, I don't like high-low.
I will receive your input. You can answer for me.
I'm sure you have lots of fashion critique.
You're a little sorry that you got from the thrift store. That was the shade of brown.
How did I know you're going to say that?
But no, I'm kidding. Anyone who knows Gabs or knows her well knows what I'm talking about. It's probably chuckling.
Wearing the whole tank top over a t-shirt. I mean, it's kind of coming back in style, but the way we wore it was just inappropriate.
Yeah, it was too form-fitting.
And it's like, you didn't have a bra and you were prepubescent, and then a pot belly. Both of us. Like, we both were. I think it was inappropriate. Yeah, the tank top is not a loose tank top. It's bodycon. And then was
bodycon tank top.
Oh my god!
Bodycon tank top with a loose fishing t-shirt. Bandeau headbands for me.
Bandeau headbands.
Like the thick, I don't know what they're actually called, but the thick band plastic.
Oh, bandeaus.
Oh, bandeaus.
Bandeaus.
Whatever they are. The Jamaicans call them bandeaus.
Yeah, bandeaus. Thick.
Because also the banding is not sufficient
hard
to hold the thickness of your hair.
Oh god.
Mm-mm.
I can see it. My school photos.
Yeah.
Oh god.
Oh, in general, actually just headbands.
Headbands
in general. Yeah. There's so many pictures of us.
Yeah.
Like, and I was like,
and also it's called headband, not forehead band. Like, I think we spent so much time with the headband on the forehead.
Awful. Mm-hmm. We really thought it elevated the hairstyle and it just made it look worse.
Also, we're black. Like, yeah, I think that's what happens when you grow up in a white neighborhood.
Eurocentric beauty norms.
Eurocentric beauty norms and they trying to fit into the ideal that does not exist for you.
Yeah, they work for...
Who they're meant to serve.
Who they're meant to serve.
And it's not us.
And it's not us. And it took us so long to learn that.
How, like, now headbands are coming back in style. It still only looks
in my opinion, the best on, like,
because it was designed hair. A lot of these things were designed for that kind of hair, mm-hmm. and that's fine.
They it's can just use not it. For me.
It's just not for me.
Yeah. Honestly. Yeah. I will wear a wig before I wear a headband. Bye.
I was really trying to think of something, but I don't know. I think those were good, though. Belts anyways.
That don't serve a purpose. Oh, we could go on.
I liked the belts trend, like, to that, like, the early 2000s.
Do you know 2000s. Which kind of belt I'm talking about? Remember Mummy's gold?
The thick one?
The thick, like, spiritual armor belt that she would wear under her boobs.
No, the gladiator
one? Yeah.
I like that one.
It's cute, but I'm saying that doesn't serve a purpose. It's like you're not wearing it with the appropriate.
How do you describe the metal? It's like crushed. It's not crushed, but the dented metal.
Bronze.
Yeah. No, but the
dented.
Anyways.
Textured metal.
Yeah, it's like it has character. It's not like a smooth metal. It's like.
And then there would be different pieces. Like
it looks like gladiator type.
And then a large circle in the middle. Medallion.
Yeah. Anyways.
Next question.
Next question, show the first photo in your camera roll and explain it.
I really hope yours is funny.
I don't know. I'm gonna look.
How many photos do you have on your camera roll?
14,684.
Jesus of mercy, 14,000 photos?
Yep.
Well, that's I think more that's photos. The last videos. Time you told me.
Yeah.
Well, meanwhile, me last night.
Memories daily.
Honestly, I need to be more like you. Me last night saw my camera roll was at 6,500. I deleted it down to 5,837 because I was just stressed.
Of course you did.
Context is before my newest iPhone, I would literally delete until I only had 100 photos in my camera roll.
Weirdo. Yeah, you're so weird. You looked at the same 100 photos. Like, what?
You're so weird.
Easy to please.
So
oh
weird.
My god. Okay, what's yours? Okay, well, I'm going to go to the second one because the first one is a wallpaper background. Okay. So the
we'll post these on Instagram as well.
Sure. Okay. You want me to go first?
Mm-hmm.
So the first photo on my camera roll is a picture of me and Ariel the first year we moved to Jamaica.
To Canada.
in school.
That photo's hilarious. Okay. I love that.
Yeah, it's a
funny, we'll post it on Instagram, but you can briefly describe it.
Oh, right. Like, we were at a school event. And it's a picture of me and Ariel, and I'm smiling, and Ariel's not.
Accurate. People look at us now and think that, like, I'm the bubbly one, and Gabby, or the happy bubbly one, and Gabby's, like, mm-hmm. pretty mellow. Not even mellow, mm-hmm. just flat.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite the opposite. Would you agree?
What? You're definitely bubbly.
Oh, sorry,
at this time?
Yeah.
In life?
And I think that's still how we are now.
Both. Yeah, I guess this is the picture's a good representation of our relationship.
Gabby's just always so happy. I love her.
But you're all squish. Happy. It's just that
I was upset.
Picture. No, you weren't even upset. You were just
over
a
it.
Troll. Like that. You're a troll.
Yeah. If you describe me, no word would be a troll.
Trolling.
Stroller.
I'm a straight four wheel stroller. You're just trolling. I know you are. Yeah, you'd literally.
Yeah,
that you're such a fun and hilarious child.
Okay, mine is.
Oh my gosh,
mine is a meme, a photo of a little black boy make up his face.
Black boy joy.
Anyways, we'll post them on Instagram.
Okay, your card is next.
What do you love about your hometown?
I love like where we grew up.
Yeah, mostly
because we were not raised.
Where we were born.
Where we were born. So where we were raised. My favorite thing about the place that we were raised was country style.
They will never know. They will never. Honestly.
Oh my gosh. No.
The saddest thing about my existence is that we don't have those videos on the iPod.
I know. Because Janelle always deletes everything.
Honestly, Janelle, when you listen to this, that's my biggest ick about you. Context is, before vlogging ever was really a thing,
mm-hmm.
the year would it be, like, 2008?
Yeah.
7?
Probably, like, 2011.
Okay, so vlogging was a thing, but not the way it is mm-hmm. now. Anyways, we took Janelle's iPod because Janelle had the finer things in life, and she's the oldest. We stole her iPod.
Oh, no, but this is not, like, the... Is there a specific name to it? Like the ones
that iPod
were,
Touch.
Yeah, iPod Touch.
It wasn't like the first one.
The OG iPods where just listen to music.
No, the first iPod Touch. So we were like
iPhone.
Baddie on us.
It's like,
I remember that was when Janelle like really went off on her Instagram.
Yeah.
And you remember. On camera.
If you're old enough, you remember the first launch of Instagram and the vibe that it was. Yeah.
With the sepia.
Hipster, sepia kind of vibe. Yeah, that was Jay.
So anyways, we had her iPod, this little white iPod Touch, and we lived in a across the street from a country style, and we would like walk over there. What time did it close? It closed at 12.
I think it was 10.
But anyways, it wasn't summertime, so it wasn't sunny. It was dark at night, and we would just, when we were bored, leave.
Hungry, too.
Bored and hungry. The cherry cooler was a dollar.
Yeah.
We would leave cherry
cooler.
Literally, we'd leave her apartment. This is max of 3 minutes.
Max a 3 minute walk to country style, but all 3 minutes we're cashing in the check. We were acting like we had to run to pay from our fake YouTube check.
Anyways, and also, what did it had a front camera, right?
I'm not sure.
I don't think so. If it had back camera, we were holding that joint, turning around, walking across the street.
Two little black girls with our stocking foots
on our head.
Yeah.
Honestly, life was simple then.
Like, our skin, like, I remember the one time our legs were super dry.
Like, we literally looked crazy.
Pop down.
Like, mash up. Anyways, we'd be like, I'm on my way to get my cherry cooler.
Cherry cooler.
And, like, the cherry cooler was busting because it was a dollar, and it was a good size.
It was actually less than a dollar.
Oh, yeah.
It was, like, 75 cents.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you could split it in half. Oh my
god. Yeah, oh my god, so many memories. That country style literally was my favorite place to be. They had all the snacks, all the treats.
And then when they started to increase,
staff were so kind.
We literally would bring our extensions out. Honestly,
when we got older,
if you hear this, I pray that you bless those workers.
Yes,
bless them the abundance.
Millions, billions, and trillions.
They were so kind. Oh my goodness. We would spend like afternoons with our extension cord from our apartment. We'd ask them to plug it behind the counter.
Because this is before coffee shops really were like.
And also, Starbucks was not on our budget. So,
yeah, Starbucks definitely was
also
a thing.
Also, context, we had to get on how old we were.
Oh,
probably like, when like 13. You would have.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
Regardless, why is a 12-year-old
country style for 6 hours on a Sunday?
Anyway, that's why country style is great for gabs.
Such a long winded. But, anyways, yeah, country
style. It was necessary for my son. That was good.
Yeah, it was really fun. Great food. Great vibes, great people.
Affordable.
Super affordable, super close, super safe.
Yeah, safe, yeah. Literally safe space.
Safe space.
Mine, I was going to say Dollarama.
There were a lot of good memories there.
Pro Dollarama, before Dollarama became $5-rama, when things were literally a dollar. And I remember the first year they started adding more than just like pencils, random stuff, like when they started adding like the fancy stuff. Okay, so after we'd go to country style, we'd walk over to Dollarama and just, like, hang out there.
Yeah.
And we were such trolls. Oh, my God. We do, like, social experiments in Dollarama. So that was good vibes. Or Orpheus Road.
If you're from the GTA,
I think you, or depending on how old you are, you know about Orpheus Road. Those are the memes.
Oh, yeah.
It was like a, how do you say
it? A strip outlet mall.
Outdoor strip mall, not strip club. M-A-L-L. Listen.
A strip club.
Huh?
Definitely not a strip. Get your head out of the gutter.
Huh?
Yeah. Strip mall.
Strip mall. You could spend a whole day
outlet
there.
Stores, yeah. On a whole street. Mm-hmm. Like a very long
Listen,
road.
If you never wore the brand Seduction, don't talk to me. Also, again, why was that 11-year-old wearing Seduction?
No, it's just a strange name for a brand because people are going to hear that and think like, what
Fashion Nova
wrong with these Fashion
Nova woman.
Yeah. But no, the clothes definitely did not reflect the name.
If you know about Casablanca, you're a real one, sorry. Or Susie Shear, like that vibe. Anyways, thanks.
Yeah.
That was way too long.
That was yours? Okay. Huh. I don't know. Okay. I don't know if I have an answer to this, but think of something that you strongly dislike that most people love. On the count of three, say it out loud. Okay, let's just rapid fire.
Can you think of something?
No.
Okay, let's pause and go to think.
Okay.
Strongly dislike.
Yeah, the strong dislike. A strong adjective is throwing me off.
I mean, like, I don't strongly dislike it, but, like, you'll never see me wearing them. Can you think of what in it?
No. Oh my gosh. Okay, strongly dislike. This is challenging.
Other people love. I feel like I have quite a few unpopular opinions of things I don't like that others love, but I can't think of anything right now.
Yeah, I know. 1, 2, 3.
Crocs.
Nutella.
Oh, Nutella.
Crocs are good too.
I don't like Nutella at all.
Yeah,
get away from me.
Nutella. But I don't know if it... Sorry, I don't hate Nutella. I just don't like it.
No, like, you'll actually never catch me eating Nutella.
I won't eat it.
Mm-mm.
I don't like it. No. I'm not hungry.
Yeah, if we went out to get dessert and they said, okay, yeah, we only have Nutella. Okay.
Bye.
I'm actually just here to observe your lights and your hardware. Thank you. Yeah, I don't like
Nutella. I don't like Nutella, and I don't like Crocs.
I don't like Crocs.
Other people can wear them. I will just never wear them.
Yeah, I honestly don't care what people... I think, personally, though, it looks better on guys than females.
It just also does not align with my personal sense of style. So...
For me, it's an immediate no. For others, it's just like, okay, you do you, boo.
Yours is next. Imagine people listening to this and falling asleep.
Honestly, how many times have you fallen asleep listening to podcasts? A lot.
Have I fallen asleep? Are you asking me personally, or are you asking the listeners?
I was asking you.
Oh, I don't listen to podcasts.
Yeah, anymore. I was about to say, literally, when Janelle said, let's make a podcast, I said, what's that?
Yeah,
I know. I didn't know what podcast.
I know. Yeah, I used to listen to podcasts a lot, like, 5 years ago, when I had nothing to do, and now...
Now she's booked and busy, huh? Don't talk to her, huh?
No, but I really don't have time. And it's just, yeah, I don't know.
I'm listening to two podcasts, and it's Lisa Harper's Back Porch Theology, because I'm an old
white woman from Texas.
Secretly. No, not actually.
You listen to a couple, just not consistently, yeah. I'd say.
I like support the record.
And you podcasts. Like watching
podcasts. Yeah, I like watching people talk.
I definitely don't have time for that.
Yeah, Gabby doesn't have the time to watch people.
I don't have the time for YouTube.
No.
I don't know what YouTube is.
You're the weirdest person.
I don't like YouTube.
Fun fact, Gabby doesn't have the YouTube app on her phone because she's too elevated for that.
Like, who?
I literally don't have time for YouTube. Anyone that doesn't have YouTube.
I maxed out my watch later
YouTube?
List.
So, let's talk about that. Gabs has the most amount that YouTube allows for a watch later playlist.
Yeah. And now it's pointless. Like, why am I going to go on there? I can't add anything left to the watch later.
Meanwhile, Jay has 2 things in her watch later.
That's
because
so
she's commenting.
Crazy.
I have 37 videos, which is, I think, is the least I've had. But
I'm like over 600.
You not having YouTube is so strange because YouTube connects every generation. Seniors?
Google does. The Bible app.
YouTube
is a waste
no,
of my time.
No, YouTube more than the Bible app.
Okay.
Little babies watch like Cocomelon on it.
Oh, I get what
people
you're
listen to their songs from the 60s that they want to listen to. They can't on Spotify.
No, I really
people
don't
listen
have time
to sermons.
YouTube.
You watch cooking videos, how to find something, how to fix your cars on YouTube. Like, you not liking YouTube is the weirdest thing about it.
Like,
you.
If I need to use it, I will.
She's using it
and
on
I'll
the
use
browser.
It on the browser.
Because
I'm not there to stay.
I don't need to see things. So, if you have a YouTube channel and you're wondering why you don't have subscribers, why you can't make a million, because Gabby will not subscribe.
No, I subscribe to people, but I never stick around to see what.
On the browser?
I don't stick around.
That's so nasty.
Get out of here.
They post.
Nasty. Unless I have a purpose for using YouTube.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I think it's... I guess, actually, no, I can't fault you because now TikTok has become...
You're the new, like, Google search engine.
New Google search engine or YouTube.
Or
you know
YouTube
how you would
search
how to do X, Y, and Z.
Mm-hmm.
That's what TikTok is. So I guess I'm behind the times.
You are.
It's okay, though.
That's okay.
That's why I have you. You're so funny. You keep me up to date. You keep me woke.
I'm so funny. I keep you up to date.
No, you are so funny. One.
Those are two totally different topics. And
no, but you are funny
two
because...
Two different points.
Your For You page is a reflection of what you engage and what you engage in a reflection of you. So if your For You page is stuff I find comedic, that means you must be comedic. Or you have a good sense of humor, at least.
Okay.
At the very least.
Okay.
Pressing. But okay.
Did I ask?
No,
I just asked.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, did I?
I don't know.
What were we just talking about?
I have no idea.
We totally went off topic.
What a mess.
As usual.
Like, I literally don't.
What's a recent compliment a stranger has given you that stuck with you?
Is that what it actually says?
I don't believe you.
What does it say?
What's been the best compliment a stranger has ever given you?
Oh, that. Okay.
First of all,
I like your
ever.
I like that's.
You have nothing in your brain. I mean, unless words of affirmation are love language. Ever.
I know.
In more than
you
2 years.
I actually saw a TikTok. Mm-hmm. That's so interesting.
Yeah, I agree with you. Like, I would not be able to tell you, give you an answer for the ever. Parameters that mm-hmm. the question asked, because no.
No.
That's not going to come on the spot like mm-hmm. that. But it reminds me of a TikTok that I saw. The man, it was a man, and he said that women are different. Their minds are different, or not minds, sorry. Women and men are different when it comes to compliments.
Bro.
We're sitting in the dark. Whew. Okay. So, anyways, so I saw this TikTok, and the man that was making the TikTok was saying that women and men are completely different when it comes to receiving compliments. Men, once they receive a compliment, and I think also he's kind of talking from his personal experience. I don't know if every man would agree with this, but this was what he was saying. Men, when they receive a compliment, stays with them, and they don't need to be constantly reminded of whatever was being complimented. It's something that stays with them and stays with them forever. Women constantly need reassurance, I guess, and like that words of affirmation, even if it's the same thing. Like he's saying in his dating experience, many of the women that he's dated, like he'd compliment a specific aspect of personality or beauty, and then the next day, like his partner would be expecting another compliment, and he just couldn't understand it because he was like, well, mm-hmm. I literally told you yesterday, I affirmed that part of you. Like, I literally told you yesterday, oh, you're beautiful, yeah. Or I love the way that you think. Like, why do I have to say it again? And then he contrasted it with his personal experience. Like, he still remembers to this day this compliment that an ex gave him, or she complimented his hands. He thinks about it every single day.
No, you still love your ex. Bye.
No, I'm kidding. So, yeah, it's interesting how people's minds
mm-hmm. No, yeah, that's a good point.
Work differently.
That's a good
what
point.
Sticks with people, but I don't think compliments stick with me. Or maybe no. I just haven't had very amazing compliments.
I don't get complimented by strangers. One.
Oh, the question was stranger?
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
That's why I'm like, for you to have an answer to this question, a stranger
well,
has ever given you.
It could be a stranger, Ari, like at work, like a family member.
That's true.
Do you have one?
The one that sticks out is when we were in the States and the girl ran out of P.F. Chang's still and she likes my hair.
Oh my gosh, yeah, that was
and
so
the only reason it stood so out sweet. Is because she was stunning. And she just looked like those black girls that just are great.
Yeah, that was really cool.
And also I was like, girl, my hair doesn't look that good for you to
yeah,
run out of your store.
She ran out of
we were
the
walking
restaurant.
Past a P.F. Chang's. She ran out of P.F.
She
Chang's.
She was the hostess.
Like, tell me she loved my hair.
Yeah, into
so
the
I'm
parking
like,
lot.
It's me thinking, okay, she's gonna be like, do you want to come inside for appetizer?
Genuinely so nice. Wanted to.
I'm like, I'm gonna move here.
It's a safe place.
Yeah.
Black
that
queens.
Was a good one.
Mm-hmm. That was a good one, yeah.
Mine, the other day, I was at the supermarket, and like a mature older woman, mm-hmm. White older woman came up to me, and she was like, and she said, I really love your dress. And your sense of style in your purse. It's like, wow.
Wow.
Oh, gee.
In this here city? That's
yeah.
Really, that's
a
really
white
nice.
Lady.
Yeah, older, too.
Older white lady liked my sense of style. It's like,
that's
oh,
really nice.
But she's really kind.
Because
she was sweet, like a yeah. very sweet looking lady.
Sometimes it's not a compliment if someone says they like your style and they look bummy.
To yeah, me. Yeah. No, to she me. Was, she was like, appropriately.
Because they'd be like, I thought it looked fire, but you look a bum, so. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
You're kidding. Okay.
They could just be an off day, though.
Yeah, that's like, true. Well, guys, I think that's where we'll end.
That's a wrap.
Enjoy this random, kind of chaotic, no direction, just go with the flow conversation that we had based on our conversation cards. If you don't have conversation cards, go find some on Amazon or look at the thrift store or wherever is accessible to you. Or make your
or
own.
Or you can Google. Just
literally
like,
make your own Google.
I feel like I've seen on Pinterest, too, like...
Prompts.
Like prompts
yeah.
and stuff.
The most trusted and value relationships you have will only benefit from asking random questions like these. You get to learn
about the people you are close to, or reminisce if the person is really close to you, like how we did.
And it's also a good way to form deeper relationships with new people that you meet.
Yeah, that's true. If you want to talk to strangers.
Icebreakers. Icebreakers. Or icebreakers in new situations.
Yeah. So hopefully this is a reminder to just spend time with those that you love. Reflect. Spend time with yourself. Journal. And a plug for gratitude, because we did have a moment where we just reflected and we're grateful for who God is and what God has been doing and is doing, and just not even if he didn't do anything, who he is. So thank
but
you for listening
did
to
do things.
Period.
But yes.
Yeah. It's the but for me. You could literally just but that's the title of the message and the organ.
What message?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you're
thanks for listening. Bye. Have a great week. Thank you.